Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. And tonight we are talking about injustices and about America on the Justice Club.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because America is on the verge of becoming a borderless country forever because of people around the world who are billionaires seeking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution and our sovereignty and enslave us, depopulate us, and use us for human lab rats, abortions, euthanasia, experiments, believe it or not. I received this from David Horowitz. He is the president of the Freedom Center, and his website is freedomcenter.org. I suggest you look at it and help David Horowitz help save our country. The radical left is trying very hard to take your country from you, and they're using, I'm going to say, our country from us, and is using the federal government and foreign slush funds to do it, as well, in my opinion, as Big Pharma and the investors. A Swiss billionaire by the name of Hans-Jörg Weiss, W-I-S-S, is funneling his fortune into key races all over our country, and he's using dark money front groups as cover. He set up and collaborated with front groups in battleground states such as Florida, North Carolina, and Arizona. But what's caught our attention here at the Freedom Center, we're in his efforts in West Virginia, says David Horowitz. In the 2018 election cycle, Reset West Virginia totaled over $2 million in election contributions. Over $700,000 of that money came from an organization called For West Virginia's Future. In 2022, West Virginia Strong emerged as the third highest spender with over $152,000. All of these cash trails lead back to Mr. Weiss, W-I-S-S. In 2020, Reset West Virginia was accused of using dark money to elect their hand-chosen candidates to the West Virginia Supreme Court after spending over $600,000. The PAC claimed that it was fighting for, quote, a Supreme Court free from the undue influence of out-of-state corporate money and was not beholden to out-of-state special interests, but that couldn't be further from the truth. This is very serious because our elections obviously have been unfair and we pay leaders to protect our elections to make sure that they are fair and balanced. But apparently we have tons of money being funneled, not just from Mr. Weiss, but allegedly from China and other foreign countries who seek to overthrow our Constitution, our sovereignty, and conquer our land, not with bombs, but with money, through elections, through electronic voting machines, it appears, through voting more than once by unethical people, illegal voting with illegal driver licenses who are illegally in our country, keeping our illegal borders open while trafficking guns, fentanyl, children, adults, females, organ harvesting, and whatever else they're bringing into our country, including spies. And I would estimate it at $35 million. In 2021, I posted on Facebook that the number of illegals, in my opinion, would not be 12 million, according to MSM, which they have been stating since the 90s, that we have 12 million illegals in our country, but that's impossible, since the open borders have brought tens of thousands at one time into our country without our government stopping them or our military after tying the hands of the military and the law enforcers with their 2009-2010 executive order changing detain and deport to detain and release unidentified foreigners without background checks or maybe diseases or maybe felons, jihadists, cartels, gang members into our country, and then forcing Americans to fund them and their living expenses and their health care with our taxes. So does anyone find any of this unsettling, disturbing? Are you concerned? Well, in the 2018 election cycle, according to Mr. Horowitz, Reset West Virginia totaled over $2 million in election contributions, and over $700,000 of that money came from an organization called For West Virginia's Future in 2022. And West Virginia's Strong emerged as the second highest spender with over $152,000. And all of that cash, as I said, trails back to Mr. Weiss, who is not an American citizen, apparently, but is a Swiss citizen. But he's not the only one, in my opinion. So let's go on here. A foreign billionaire is pumping tens of millions of dollars into West Virginia's elections through shady back channels, and both the IRS and FEC have turned a blind eye, or better yet, given him a wink and a nod. So it just makes you wonder how many people are taking bribes, how many people are passing the white envelopes, how many people are making deals that we elected and pay their wages for life, their pensions, their vacations, their health care, their Cadillac health care, They don't have to sign up for Obamacare, but you do. So, now I don't know where you live, but I know you're a patriot, he says. And whether or not you've ever been to West Virginia, I have. It's really beautiful. And the colonial homes in the countryside. And they're just beautiful. Anyway, this fight belongs to you if you care about the future of our once great country. West Virginia isn't a swing state, and it never has been. But that doesn't matter to the radical left. They turned Georgia purple. They turned Texas purple. They turned North Carolina purple. That's exactly what they're doing in West Virginia. Because to the radical left, there's no such thing as impossible. While conservatives shrug their shoulders and assume the status quo, the left refuses to take no for an answer. They don't care how many rules they have to break or bend. They won't stop until we stop them. They'll burn the rule book in its entirety if it means they get what they want. Well, heck, they tore up the State of the Union address when Trump was president in front of the entire world and in front of the honored guests and the military and the Supreme Court judges, senators and congressional members and the entire American people. And nobody cared. Did you care? I cared. It was disrespectful, and it was unprofessional for anyone to behave in such a manner and disrespect the State of the Union. The President of the United States, whether you like him or not, it doesn't matter. When you are addressing the world and the United States of America and the American people and honoring military and Americans who deserve to be honored, that is inappropriate. So that's my opinion. So they will burn the book. They will tear up the State of the Union address. They will trample and shred the United States Constitution, ignore it, and they will rewrite it through executive orders, which they've been doing since 2009. Executive orders were never intended to make laws. The United States Constitution is the supreme laws of the land, and it clearly states that only Congress can make laws, not the President of the United States of America, using executive orders to bypass Congress, the Constitution, and the United States Senate approval and review and study of each law, regulation, mandate, fees, fines, taxes, etc., which they represent us, we the people. And they are supposed to be doing the will of we the people, but instead they are imposing their will upon we the people without constitutional authority. And that's been going on for far too long. And now they're ignoring foreigners investing and funneling money into our elections. So I hope you help out the Freedom Center. That's freedomcenter.org. And remember to listen to Colombo Chronicles every Wednesday at noon worldwide online, or you can listen at 646-564-9742 when we have very special prominent guests who are either authors or experts on a myriad of topics. And remember to check out Is America Under Martial Law by Rose M. Colombo, or Obamasaurus, or both books, Amazon.com. Obamasaurus is a political satire, fictional adventure, and it is a message for Americans and for the world.
Oh.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.